With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Springtime storms wreak havoc across parts of the South.
Severe storms across the Gulf region on Wednesday caused damage from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and flooded streets in New Orleans. In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated Category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings. Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from destruction. No fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. There was heavy damage to a church in Port Arthur. And in Katy, Texas, a severe thunderstorm collapsed part of the roof of a Firestone repair shop, flinging an air conditioning unit into the parking lot. I'm Jennifer King.
A judge has, for a third time, refused to delay next week's scheduled start of former President Trump's so-called hush money criminal trial in New York, jury selection on Monday. President Biden meets today with Japan's prime minister and the Philippine president. They'll discuss the threat posed by China, which is sanctioning U.S. companies over Taiwan arms sales to more U.S. firms being sanctioned. Ukraine expanding its draft.
Ukraine's parliament has passed a law that will govern how the country recruits new conscripts. Following months of delay and after thousands of amendments were submitted to water down the initial draft, lawmakers have dragged their feet over the law, which is expected to be unpopular. The move was spurred by a request from the military command under former army commander Valery Zaluzhny, who said Ukraine was in need of up to 500,000 new recruits to boost army ranks. I'm Charles Villadesma.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 128 points. While the Nasdaq futures are off 51, S&P futures 18 points in the red. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland on Saturday. Graham will preach to thousands of people at Tauron Arena in the city of Krakow. More than 40 years ago, his father Billy held a historic gospel festival in Warsaw during the height of the Cold War. Franklin says, quote, "I'm not coming to Poland to talk about religion. Religion cannot save you. I'm going to share the good news of Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. The Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it has negotiated a bonus pool of 25 million euros to be distributed to survivors in Israel, some of whom were injured or displaced by the attack. The conference says the money will only go to Israelis and is described by the German government as a symbol of solidarity. This is SRN News. Alcohol sales remain illegal in some towns in New York State. But if some state lawmakers have their way, that will change.
A bill moving through the state legislature would override local control and take away the dry status. One of the sponsors, State Senator James Skoufis.
We live in the year 2024. This is not 1924. And the bill is an attempt to try and drag these communities into modern times.
In Canyadilla, which is a dry town, Deputy Town Supervisor Philip Stockin says it's another example of the state wanting to dictate to locals.
There's better things that they could be doing with their time and the needs of New York State, because this issue can be changed by the local people anytime they want to.
I'm Julie Walker.
One person killed, five others injured. Latest mass shooting in Washington, D.C. No arrests yet. Police hunting for two suspects. More details at srnnews.com.